It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer in for Renee Montaigne. We turn now to a former president to talk about the most pressing concerns for the current administration. While world leaders gather at the UN, former President Bill Clinton is convening a different group in New York. People like Joseph Saunders, the CEO of Visa, actor Brad Pitt, Jerry Adams, president of Sinn Féin, and Ray Nagin, the mayor of New Orleans. It's called the Clinton Global Initiative, an annual event aimed at addressing some of the world's most difficult problems. I reached Bill Clinton in New York yesterday and asked about his efforts from the sidelines to affect controversial issues like climate change.
I don't think Congress is capable of seriously taking up climate change while coming to grips with health care. I believe we still have some people in the Congress who actually believe that it would hurt the economy for us to make a serious commitment to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. When you've got companies with worlds of experience, let's take Walmart, hardly thought of as a left-wing company, become one of the greenest companies in the world and increase profitability, new store building, and stock prices as a result of becoming one of the most green companies in the world. But I would really like to see a decent climate change bill committing ourselves to real reductions that are clear and specific. And they're just going to have to do a lot of horse trading and swapping and working through to get a bill passed.
Mr. President, one of the things that is interesting about what you've been doing in the last few years is that you're obviously still thinking about and working on many of the issues that you worked on as president. Do you see yourself as on a mission to finish unfinished business?
Maybe a little bit, but mostly I think that history is a relay race and that when you're in a political job, as I was for 8 years, you're supposed to get whatever you can do done. And if you don't succeed, you just keep on supporting everybody else who's trying to do it and you wait for the time to be right. I remember it's fascinating to see how many of the things that Franklin Roosevelt accomplished that were first advocated in some form or fashion by his cousin Theodore Roosevelt.
What about health care? That's certainly on the list. You're struggling with improving health care around the world, while, as we've heard over and over again, this country is the only wealthy nation that does not see to it that every citizen has health care. What are you thinking about the chances for sweeping health care reform?
I'll be quite surprised if President Obama does not get a bill to sign. I think we will have a health care reform bill. I was talking to two of the biggest corporate executives in the world at this meeting who were saying that their ability to keep jobs in America is going to be severely compromised if there's no health care reform because we are spending $800 to $900 billion a year more than we would be spending if we had any other country's health care system. If we want to have a modern society that has a successful, vibrant middle class and poor people can work their way into it, we got to do something about health care. We got to do something about energy. There is no alternative. We've exhausted our alternatives in health care. We've exhausted our alternatives of denial and climate change. And I think that we're going to make progress on both.
Now, another big issue facing the Obama administration, Afghanistan, the question of more troops. Do you think that the United States ought to look for some other way to try to help rebuild Afghanistan, to put more reliance on non-government organizations like the kind of thing that you've been building?
Oh, I think he should do that whatever he does on troops. Whatever decision he makes on these troops, and I have my thoughts about that, this reconstruction and rebuilding has got to make real sense. If you're going to get them back out of the providing over 95% of the world's opium, then these country people who are just farmers are going to have another way to make a living. If that happens, then whatever decision is made on the troops will have a more positive impact.
You said you have your own thoughts about that. What are they?
I respect General McChrystal, and he's giving us an updated Afghan version of what General Petraeus recommended with the Iraqi surge. But let's remember why the Iraqi surge worked. It worked because the United States and our allies performed well, but they performed well in partnership with the Sunni Iraqis being sick and tired of what al-Qaeda in Iraq did and willing to put their own necks on the line. in the sports parlance, Afghanistan, like Iraq, is an away game for the American team. We got to have a hometown partner. And therefore, what the president may want to do is to take a little time and wait till the results of the Afghan election are finalized and then see what decisions the Afghan political leaders are going to make after the results. I think that's time we ought to give him.
Mr. President, as you know, we've always been fascinated by your relationships, and your relationship with the president is one. I mean, you had lunch with him just recently as he was headed into what is a whole series of very big decisions. I wonder how you feel about being president and about being where you are now talking to the president.
Well, first, I think he's in pretty good shape. He's got a good Congress to deal with. So in general, I think it's good. And in terms of my relationship with him, I've immensely enjoyed the lunch we had, and I do what I can. I think any former president has a continuing lifetime obligation to help whenever you can and to meddle as little as you can. So 90% of the time, 99% of the time, I'm just here rowing my own boat with my foundation. But I'm most gratified personally about the good relationship that he and Hillary have formed and the partnership they have seem to have and the work they're doing.
Thank you, sir. Good to talk to you.
Thank you, Linda.
Former President Bill Clinton in New York at the Clinton Global Initiative.